Echo Echo Yankee.
For VWA, mobile.
For VWA, good morning, Steve. Whiskey 4 Echo Echo Yankee, mobile.
Echo Yankee, Chain 4 VWA, good morning, Gary. What's happening this morning, big man?
Just on the road, going to head to the recycling center to get rid of my trash. They're going to make some grocery runs, and then over to Home Depot to get some lumber, and then back home.
Now listen, I want you to be very, very, very conscious and not use that four-letter word associated with buying materials at Home Depot.
Push.
No, no, even more foul than that. I'll spell it over the air. W-O-R-K.
Work, this is for my hobby, so it's worth it.
I'm going out to
W-O-R-K
this morning over in Boiling Springs, and I hope I won't be more than 2 hours, because I've been trying to get into my man cave for the last, since last Saturday to do some more cleaning. I'm so close to getting it moderately organized, and I've been trying to get back in there, but between my daughter's wedding, my wife, and
W-O-R-K,
it just hasn't happened.
Okay, I got that one. Fine business. Well, you know, you got to have a balance in life. That's what we all strive for, so you're just doing the balancing act.
Evening of September 19th at about 10 o'clock, I will again be a free man. The wedding will be over with. Hallelujah!
Hallelujah, but you'll also be a little sad, but because your little girl's done growed up, but... Oh, yeah, I understand. That sounds good. And, yeah, it'll all work out in the end. Just going to get a 4x8 sheet of plywood or something. I want to make a little desktop for some of the video switching equipment that we've got set up to do the ham radio classes. I've got them all electrically hooked up, but I think we could make it physically look a little nicer and be more productive. So that's what I'm getting the lumber for. Whiskey 4, Echo Echo Yankee.
Okay, and 4VWA. Yeah, I heard the announcements where one-on-one classes got canceled, but at least you're doing the video, online video. That's great. Hopefully, someday, we'll get clear of this junk.
I understand that I think some students were reluctant to actually come back into the classroom yet, because who knows, you know, what's happening. And the school systems, you know, they're playing it all by ear, too. So this is a solution. It's a great solution for me because I don't have to drive anywhere. I don't have to worry about my two dogs. So the only thing is I hope I got enough bandwidth on my DSL connection to make this all happen. If not, I'm going to have to go using a 4G connection, which, well, we'll see how that works. I won't borrow trouble. But and we're going to be using Zoom, which is, interactive for the students who sign up. And we've already got a bunch of folks signed up, which is good, and trying to promote it further to get other folks who might be interested. They don't have to travel either. They can just do it from home and see all the PowerPoints. And we have a drawing tablet now, so they can see all of the scribble scratches that Dave and I do, hopefully full screen on their computer or tablet. I'm excited about it. I think it's something new and something different, and hopefully it'll be worthwhile, and we can get everybody upgraded or licensed.
Okay, and 4VWA. Yeah, that's great, but, if this thing really takes off, how many can you get in a Zoom?
Actually, we're limiting class size to 25. We think that would be a manageable number. On the computer that we'll be using, I can actually host, I mean, 50 people will show up on the screen as little postage stamp size thumbnails, so we could have 50 on the screen. My account has a maximum limitation of 100, and so we'd have to upgrade to a different account if we wanted to go beyond that. But we're not looking for big numbers. We're just looking for, you know, helping those who want to, you know, get upgraded.
Yep. Now, are you going to use the feature where, you know, if you have that 50 on the screen, I think it's mic activated, or, you know, I believe it is microphone activated, where the person that is talking, the screen enlarges to their, that's not their, but yeah, it enlarges to their image only. I've used that before on Zoom. You going to use that?
It's the difference between a gallery view, which is like the thumbnails that I was talking about, and speaker view. And yes, we'll recommend that everyone use speaker view, full screen, so that they can see the slides and see all the detail. Most of the time, the students will be muted, so you'll just hear Dave or I with the presentation. But of course, then if somebody has a question, then yeah, they can come on in and ask that, and the speaker view will then switch over to their image. And I'm here at the recycling center, so give me 5 minutes while I drop off my trash, and I'll be back on the road. Whiskey 4, Echo Echo Yankee.
Hey, standing by.
Echo Yankee Mobile.
Echo Yankee, staying
full, GWA. Yep, I've got my trash dumped off.
You are being such a productive, proper citizen today.
You get her done.
Well, I'm just trying to make a phone call into Gassaway, West Virginia, and I've tried it on AT&T, and I've tried it on Verizon, and apparently there's something wrong with the phones up into West Virginia. Apparently they're going to have to bring somebody in to fix the phones up there, because it will not dial through.
Is busy. The one circuit.
Well, you don't even get a recording. It just goes straight to static.
No clue. Just trying to make a joke there, but I guess these things happen. Are there operators on cell phones anymore? Could you dial operator and get assistance? I don't think you can.
Well, when I get to my clinic over here, I'm going to try to dial them on a landline and see what that does. You know. Of course, then again, I used to live in Charleston, West Virginia. And back in the day, man, you had to pipe daylight in. You know, that's why a lot of folks back in the mountains of West Virginia, you know, you had to get 8 or 10 up together to get a full set of teeth. Or to get a family tree that didn't go straight up.
Oh, my. That's bad. That's terrible. No. Anyway. Oh, fine. Well, yeah, wish you luck there. Make the connection there, so to speak. I'm here in the beautiful metropolis of Marietta, South Carolina, just rolling past the post office and heading toward Traveler's Rest.
Okay, now, are you living up in Cleveland?
I have been since December. That's when my legal separation started from the Future X. All of the administrative details of that have taken place. In fact, she's no longer in country. She's back in Germany. And, my divorce will be final this coming December.
Wow. I was under the impression that it was final. Well, but in the meantime, she doesn't have to show back up for the final court hearing. And everything's all worked out, so all you need is some signatures.
Yep, indeed. just run the clock out. We I filed under the South Carolina no-fault divorce statute, which requires 1 year physical separation. So that's why it's happening this way.
Yeah, there you go. What was she, German?
Yep, so she's back in Mainz, Germany, which is where she's from.
Okay. What'd she do, get homesick on you?
Sorry, but not on the radio.
Oh, I understand. Yep. Well, I tell you what, I can just give you the very short of it. My divorce was final on a December 4th. She was remarried December 19th, exactly 15 days legal ink drying time.
I have to tell you, you know, like I say, I was, I moved out on December 20th, had no plans for anything else, but somebody I'd known for about 8 years, we just started going out for lunch. She also was going through a divorce, and son of a gun, we didn't connect up, so I could see that happening.
KN4VWA. Well, I tell you what, bud, a decent guy that can support himself, that's not on drugs, that's single at our age, is a commodity. And I mean, I tell you, there's not that many decent of us around out there. So the only thing I can tell you is take your time, don't be in no hurry.
The first one to give me that advice, but this one I have to tell you is pretty special, so I would actually be quite content, but we'll see what you know, God has for us, and just enjoying every day.
Roger, yep. Yeah, I ran across about three or four that had document signature plans for me, and It took 10 years before my wife finally, you know, I mean, we had known each other since 94, but we really didn't start dating until 2005, and we got married in 2006, and I'll tell you, once it hit, that was it.
For that. Well, I'll tell you again the story when we get together sometime, my girlfriend, her name is Lisa. Her background is similar to mine, so we can relate to each other completely. It's just such a blessing. I've never been happier than I am right now.
Well, same thing with me. I mean, I knew my wife since 1992, and she'd work in and out of her offices where she'd be working, and we were just friends. And, you know, kind of a similar situation, which is why I would, you know, I would never worry about her running around on me. Because it's been done to her and it's been done to me, and we know what it's like. And just would not do that to anybody. But, you know, we've been friends that long, and then finally, she looked at me one day and says, well, are you ever going to ask me out? I said, well, I didn't know for sure if you'd entertain the concept or not, but hey, yes, ma'am.
Very good, very good. Well, all right, when you get your man cave ready, invite me over. I'll come on over, and we'll sit down and talk a little bit, but it sounds good. I'm here at the Ingalls store, so this is my first stop on my list, so let me do this, and we'll be back on the radio probably in another 15, 20 minutes. If I don't hear from you, have a great day, and we'll talk to you later, Steve. KN4VWA, Whiskey 4, Echo Echo Yankee.
Roger. Hey, once I get that thing presentable, probably over the next week or 10 days, definitely have to have you down. My little kingdom is 40 wide, 60 deep, and 16 feet clear to the first rafter. So, anyhow, it should be fun getting that finally cleaned up. And, and by the way, W4NGU and I need to make a trip to Cleveland. So we'll get that figured out, too. So, W4EEY, KN4VWA, clear.
Echo, Echo, Yankee, clear.
KN4VWA, KN4RJN.
JN, KN4VWA. John, I forgot to check that wire last night. I will get that done just as soon as I get back to the house.
Big Rush, I just wondered if you'd had a chance to do it, and you just answered my question, so that's no big deal. When you get around to it there, big guy.
I'm over here in Violin Springs, and I got to go in here and work on another machine this morning. Matter of fact, I'm fixing to go in the door, so I can't talk for just a second. I got home last night, and the wedding took precedence over all of my time up until about 10:30 last night.
What I figured. So you got other things on your mind. Have a good day. We'll talk at you later. Go do your work.
Well, I should be back over at the house by 11:30 or 12, and I will get that wire if I've got it, okay? So, 73s, and I'll be back in touch. KN4 VWA. Clear?
KN4 RJN, clear.